Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda match a season high in goals. They pot 7 goals en route to a 7-4 win over the Abbotsford Canucks. First time in franchise history in which they beat the Canucks back-to-back games on home ice. They failed to beat Abbotsford on home ice in 2 tries last year. They are 2-0 to begin the 8-game season series as Luca Cagnoni guides the way with a couple of goals. Multiple players pulling the rope. And for a Barracuda team who struggled to find the back of the net last weekend, not an issue back on home ice as they score 5 times last night and 7 more here tonight. Nick Nolenberger, as I welcome you back inside the broadcast booth, we thank those for tuning in tonight. What a fun game for the Barracuda on Tigres del Mar night as they win at 7-4, final shots 29 apiece. It was all about special teams. The Barracuda finished the game 4-for-6 on the power play, and they go 5-for-5 on the penalty kill. Let's recap this one. Just 4:17 into the game after the Canucks were called for a minor penalty, Archdeep Baines for holding. The Cuda would not wait long to take advantage of the game's first power play. Quick puck movement, Podorowski to Cagnoni, and Cagnoni puts it home for his 6th of the year. It comes on the power play, Podorowski with his 300th AHL assist, and the Barracuda had a early 1-0 lead. Cagnoni, one of the best in the league on the power play in terms of production. He'll pull up, give off for Beasted. Now for Gushin, works it back up the wall for Cagnoni, the youngster who will turn 20 next month. Down low for Colin Graf. Graf, 19 points, leads the team. Here's a chance. Cagnoni scores! A power play goal for Luca Cagnoni, his 6th goal of the year. He's up to 9 power play points. Luca Cagnoni with a great shot, great set of feet from Podorowski, kind of a no-look spinning backhand from in between the circles, finds an uncovered Cagnoni and he rips it past Nikita Tolopilo to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. Well, the Cuda would not wait long to tack on another goal. In fact, they'd wait just 25 seconds to score again. A fortuitous bounce as Donovan Hoole placed the puck in front of the net, intended for Colin White, but it goes off the defenseman for the Canucks. Felton off his shin guard through the 5-4 Tolopilo, and the Barracuda had a 2-0 lead on Donovan Hoole's 4th of the year.
Ethan Fresh rushes up the middle of the ice for Vincent. Got the shot off, forced to sign by Tolopilo, the netminder. Now Vincent runs it down in the corner, shimmies it back for Hoole. Hoole circles the net, tip through, they score! That puck's in!
Yeah, Colin White was just jamming away at the puck, but it had went off the defenseman quickly through the 5-hole of Tolopilo, and the Barracuda had a 2-0 lead at 4:42. So 2 goals, 25 seconds apart in the first 5 minutes of the first period. Barracuda would outshoot the Canucks 12-7 in the opening frame, and they were 1-for-1 on the penalty kill after 20 with that 2-goal advantage, just like they had last night. But similar to last night, the Canucks would not go away, and they would score twice quickly early in the second period at 1:11 and then 2:19, 1:08 apart. Tristan Nielsen and then Ben Berard would score for the Abbotsford Canucks to tie the score up at 2-2. For Nielsen, his 4th. For Berard, in his Canucks debut, his 1st and 2nd in his career in the AHL. So tied at 2-2 in the second period. The Barracuda would go back on to the power play, already with that power play goal. So I misspoke in the first. The Barracuda 1-for-1 on the kill, but 1-for-1 on the power play as well. In the second period, back on the advantage, Luca Cagnoni, who had already scored on the power play back in the first, was not done. From the point, he'd go upstairs to give the Barracuda back their lead at 3-2.
Houston had a power play play goal in the win on Sunday against Toronto. Top of the circle, shot blocked into the corner. Picked back up by the Cuda. Graf for Cagnoni. Cagnoni walking laterally, shoots and scores! A thing of beauty from Cagnoni as he puts it upstairs. He's got his second power play goal of the game, and the Barracuda are back on top.
This kid is something. The offensive swagger, as soon as it left his stick, he almost turned directly to the bench, kind of opened up the arms and was celebrating with his teammates already as he rips it upstairs for a second of the game. Second multi-goal game of the season for the 19-year-old defenseman. So the Barracuda back on top on the second goal of the game for Cagnoni. Unfortunately, Cagnoni takes and then he gives back a unfortunate turnover, a miscue deep in his own end, leads to Klimovich taking the puck, and Danila Klimovich rips it home for his ninth of the year to tie the score up at 3-3. We mentioned Cagnoni scores a goal, then gives one back. Well, Klimovich did something similar. He scores and then takes an ill-advised penalty, an unsportsmanlike conduct. He was giving it to the official. He goes to the box, and the Barracuda already with two power play goals. We're not done. This time, Andrew Podorolski puts it home for his team-leading eighth of the year and his team-leading fourth on the power play. It's cleared out of the zone. Barracuda just not quite as crisp so far to start this power play from what we saw earlier in the game. They're back over the line quickly. Podorolski, five-ball score! Well, the Barracuda weren't overly crisp, but they enter the zone quickly, caught the Canucks off guard, and a no-hesitation swipe by Podorolski through the five-ball. As the Barracuda back on the board, it's a season-high three power play goals. And the goal for Podorolski, his team-leading eighth of the year, comes with 37 seconds to go in this second period. Well, the theme of tonight's game was goals quickly back-to-back. The Barracuda did it in the first, the Canucks did it early in the second, and the Barracuda would do it late in the second. After the power play goal from Podorolski, the Cuda were not done. As time was winding down of the period, about 3 seconds to go, Bortolo enters the zone, seems a beautiful pass through a Canuck defender right onto the tape of Colin White. And just before the horn sounded, White releases it, beats Tolopilo, and the Barracuda with 0.4 seconds to go in the second period would take a 5-3 lead on Colin White's fifth of the year. White wins it swiftly into the corner. Joey Keane rips it up the wall, held in by the Canucks for a moment. Now Bortolo up the right wing side. 3 seconds to go in the period. One last chance. White loads up, shoots, and scores! Right at the buzzer! In a frenzy. What a feed from Bortolo as White held on just long enough, rips it past Tolopilo, and the Barracuda take a 5-3 lead. No question, that was a deflating goal against for the Canucks, who did all that positive work in the second period. They potted 3 goals, but the Barracuda would score 3 times as well on that late goal. So when everything was said and done, the Canucks had gained no ground after 40 minutes of play, despite scoring 3 times, including a couple of goals, just 1:08 apart. So we go to the third period with the Barracuda up by a score of 5-3, and they were not done. At 3:42, Thomas Bortolo would get a pass from Justin Bailey, a drop feed. Bortolo would work into the middle of the ice, and he'd snap one past Tolopilo for his third of the year, a beautiful pull of the trigger as he was given a little bit of time and space. And when Bortolo has time and space, he's often going to hurt you. And at the time, the Barracuda would go up 6-3. Tristan Nielsen would score just as the Canucks' fifth power play had expired, a second of the game and fifth of the year, but it was too little too late, and at 19:56, Justin Bailey against his former team would complete the victory with an empty netter, his fourth goal of the year, second of the weekend. He finishes with 4 points in 2 games against his former team. Winning goaltender Gabe Carriere. He makes 25 stops. He's 2-0 on the year, 3-0 lifetime in the AHL. Nikita Tolopilo, who was 2-0 against the Cuda last year, now 2-1 lifetime. His 2-game winning streak comes to an end. He falls a game below 500 at 5-6. He allows 6 goals on 28 shots. With the win, the Barracuda improved to 12-6 on the year, up to 24 points. They stay tied with Colorado for the second spot in the Pacific Division. Meanwhile, the Abbotsford Canucks stay put at 21 points. They are now at 500, 10-10-0-1. The Barracuda improved to a Pacific Division best 8-2 record at home. Abbotsford now 7-5, 0-1 away from the Abbotsford Center. These teams will play six more times on the season series, with the next two games coming on the road for the Barracuda on January 18th and 19th at the Abbotsford Center. Canucks return back home for a long homestand. Well deserved. This the final game of a six-game roadie. They go 4-2 on the road trip. Meanwhile, the Barracuda continue on their five-game homestand. They've got the San Diego Goals coming to town on Wednesday night here at TechCU Arena. Meanwhile, Abbotsford returns home. They've got Colorado coming up next Saturday and Sunday at the Abbotsford Center. Barracuda get tons of different guys pulling the rope. Colin White had a goal and an assist. Thomas Bortolo, a goal and an assist. Andrew Podorolski, a goal and an assist, including his 300th assist in the AHL. Colin Graf finishes with three assists in the victory. Graf was held off the score sheet the last three games. He's now up to 22 points on the year. That is the most for any Barracuda skater. Continues to produce. Luca Cagnoni, the youngster, had two goals. Donovan Hoole had 2 points, goal and an assist. Justin Bailey also had two more points. At 2 points last night as well, did Bailey a goal and an assist for him. And for Colin Graf, the young forward who continues to impress, he's up to 17 assists on the year. He's up to now 22 points on the campaign for Graf. Again, he finishes with three assists in the victory as the Barracuda roll to a 7-4 final over the Abbotsford Canucks. And for Colin Graf, this is his first season in the American Hockey League, his second three-point game, and his first since he had three assists in a win against Henderson back on October 23rd. Barracuda matches season high with 7 goals. They set a new season high with 4 power play goals. That empty netter from Bailey came on the power play. Cagnoni, 2 power play goals. Podorolski, a power play goal. And Bailey with the empty net power play goal. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star tonight, Colin White. Certainly good to have number 16 back in the lineup. He was a force. Finished with a goal and assist. 2 shots on net. The number three star. His goal turned out to be the game winner. Number two star is Colin Graf. We mentioned it. 3 assists for Graf. Up to now 22 points on the year. 3 shots on net for the rookie forward. Number one star, Luca Cagnoni, had the 2 goals. Both on the power play, 1 in the first, 1 in the second. Man, he continues to impress as well. Cagnoni finishes with 4 shots on net, 2 penalty minutes, and the 2 goals. His second multi-goal effort of the season. Cagnoni now up to 7 goals on the year. He was tied with Podorolski for a moment for the team lead, but Podorolski with that power play goal now up to 8 on the year. Again, the Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday. They'll take on the San Diego Goals. We'll have pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network and on HLTV on Flow Hockey beginning at 6:30. Final here tonight from TechCU Arena. The Barracuda make it back-to-back wins against the Abbotsford Canucks to begin this homestand. They have now won 3 in a row, have the Barracuda. And on home ice, they have also now reeled off 3 consecutive victories, 8-2 now on the year here at TechCU Arena. This is becoming a real home ice advantage for this team. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you listened at sjbarracuda.com or via the Sharks Plus SAP Center app or watched on HLTV on Flow Hockey. We certainly do appreciate it. Had a blast bringing it to you and look forward to Wednesday when the Barracuda are back on the ice against San Diego. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 7 and the Canucks 4. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.